Okay, we're both sides. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Tonight's VOD, I'm really trying to reach multiple people here. On the one hand, it's, you know, the Zman is slowly ebbing away. Before you know it, many of you will be the Ezes Hashem on your way to Eretz Yisrael for Summer Zman. And Habalina Latova. And I want to give a message which I think is an important message for going to Eretz Yisrael in general, in particular, for Summer Zman. I think Luban's also speaking next week about. But that's one element that I'm addressing. But I'm also addressing the, you know, Lamaisa, this is the end of the Zman. And the way it works in yeshiva is you're here today, unfortunately, in many situations, gone tomorrow. And I want to make sure that to give a message that hits and affects everybody. And it's an important message because, you know, for most people, somewhere along the line, yeshiva, just like the Zman, all of a sudden just ends, so too time in yeshiva, all of a sudden just ends. And it's scary, and it's something definitely that needs to be addressed, and people need direction. I think in this week's parsha, there's an amazing chazal that I found, chazals, and a pshat that I came across tonight that I think has a very important message in general, but specifically for our generation. One of the things that Parshas Naso talks about is the Nazar. Okay? You might see them when you're in Eretz Yisrael. You might see some weird guy with long hair, some tunic, walking down the street. You might even find some followers. Ooh, he's a Makubal, right? He's a Makubal. You'll find some Nazir, right? Some of them, you know, might be playing music, sitting in the rova somewhere. Looks like they're chilling, but some tells you, no, he's Mamash Lam and Vovnik. Oh, okay. Can we eat by him on Shabbos? Gavriel, don't get any ideas. And, you know, a Nazir. The Torah talks about a Nazir. The Torah refers to a Nazir with the adjective that he's a kadosh. He's a holy person. A person who's able to separate himself from tanugei olam hazeh, from wine, from alcohol. Person who has to be in a higher level of tumah. He has to be careful. He's not just taking a direct flight to Eretz Yisrael from Florida. He has to be worried about tumas meis. He's a kohen. He's like a kohen. He has to, all different halachas, extra zehiros that a nazir has, makes him a kadosh, a holy person. And Chazal referred to a nazir as a kadosh. But if you read more Chazal, then you get confused. This happens a lot. Chazal also referred to a nazir as a chote, as a sinner. A nazir is a chote. He has to bring karbanos. A chote means you're bad. Now, I don't get it. It sounds to me like a stira. Is a nazir a kodesh? Kodesh Lashem? Is he someone we aspire to be like? He's called a kadosh. At the same time, Chazal call him a chote. He's a sinner. Show me someone else in the Torah that's called a chote and a kadosh. I don't know. Ben Zohar Moreh is a chote. He's not a kadosh. Right? Noach, okay, he was a big tzaddik. Where else in the Torah literature, in Chazal, do we find someone who simultaneously is called a kadosh and called a chote? What are you going to say? All right, Luban says you can answer a stira. How are you going to answer the stira? Which one's lav dafka? They're both dafka. He's a kadosh and he's a chote. How could that coexist? Oh, so I was waiting for the Legabe. So comes along, I found a piece from Rabbi Yerucham. This is not Stam Rabbi Yerucham, is who? Yerucham Levavitz, who was the Mashkiach and the Mir Yeshiva in Europe. Yerucham Levavitz, this is not in this classic Das Torah, Sefer on Chumash, but rather it's in some newer Sefer that came out, his Drashos from Elul. I found it, L'Sitcha Elyon quotes it in this week's Parsha over here. Rabbi Yerucham says like this, really a Nazir, yeah, it's true. What a Nazir is doing is holy. To separate yourself from wine, be extra kedusha, zahiras, tumas meis. Okay, he's not cutting his hair. Okay, all wonderful, lofty things, he's a kaddish. But the fact that he had to put himself in this situation where he felt so nervous about his taivas, he felt that he needs this extra shmira. The rest of the world are not Nazirim. Rabbi Yosef Zetzal was not walking around with long hair. Even Rav Huttner didn't have long hair in the back of his head. People, right? Regular people, we're not, Torah doesn't say we shouldn't eat wine, we should be a kadosh, we should abstain from these things. No. It was only this person, Rabbi Yerucham says, because he was sick. When you're sick, you need medicine. Now, did he do a good job with the medicine? Yeah, he did a great job. He was a kadosh. But be'etzim, he's also sick. He's not normal. Rabbi Yerucham says, that's how a nazir could simultaneously be a kadosh. It's laudable what he's doing within his situation. But is he l'chachila? Is that the goal? Is that the ideal? To be in a situation of taiva where you're overwhelmed and the only way to do it in case of fire, break glass. Okay, yeah, he had to go to the heavy medicine of a nazir. But that's not the ideal. The ideal is to be normal. I think this message is a very important message in general about yeshiva. What does yeshiva provide a talmidim with? It shows people what the standards are, what the expectations, what the Mesorah is, what's normal. A yeshiva gives over normalcy. Now, Rabosai, there are many people in yeshiva who are not normal. That's because they're not listening to the objectives. When a person follows the objectives, he's normal. Someone just told me the other day some story. Oh, a guy asked the Rebbe, you know, should I do this? He says, no. He says, oh, yeah, then he did it. Okay, that's not being normal. You ask a shayla, maybe you shouldn't ask them, but you ask a shayla what to do, if you're told a certain path, yeah, you're given the path of what's normal, what's standard, what makes sense, what's normal to do. You know, so in general, a yeshiva, any yeshiva, should be a bastion of normal standards, of the ideal way of how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do mitzvos l'chachila, to do mitzvahs in the best possible way. That's the antithesis of what a nazir ends up. There are many people in Klal Yisrael who are nazirim. Except, you know, some are nazirs from Yayin, some are nazirs from Chol Yisrael, some are nazirs from Yashan, some, they're all different types of people that are makbid in their things. Okay? Is that normal or not normal? You have to know. You have to see. You have to learn in yeshiva, you have to have rebbeim, you have to have a mesorah to know what's normal. That's something so precious people get from yeshiva. You get from yeshiva a balanced, hopefully, normal standard of expectations of what Ben Torah should do, how the path to become a Talmid Chacham, the path to become a Baal Musar, the path to become a Yirah Shamayim. This all stems from connecting and growing and heeding to advice a person gets in yeshiva. The other path, look, are there holy people in the world? Are there nazirs? They're kadoshim. But Rabbi Yerucham would also say, but they're the chotim. The strength in the path. This is not the ideal. Application in general today is we live in a world where everybody is struggling to connect. There are so many people across the frum world, forget about even the secular Jewish world, the frum Torah yeshiva world, there are many people struggling to connect. I'm giving this vod after Shavuos. It pains to me. You know, we're sitting by the Rebbe table today and some Rebbe and we're talking about, you know, the different Talmidim, things they heard about over Shavuos. So some people, yeah, Shavuos is a great, you know, you can have Talmidim all year round. They even, you know, don't necessarily take advantage as much as they could. But Shavuos night, they get pumped, they get inspired. You know, they like staying up all night. So, okay, Geschmack, they get into it. But then you have other people that, you know, someone told his Rebbe, yeah, I learned with my brother for a little bit. But after a while, I saw my brother was more comfortable, like his middle school brother was more comfortable in the base management than I was. You know, Shavuos is a type of yontif, which unfortunately, you know, sometimes people check their temperature. And yeah, I don't know. Not so comfortable being the base medrash for hours and hours. Okay? That's a problem. It has to be dealt with. People need to connect to Yiddishkeit. That's integral. Kol yam lo pligi. What's the potion? What's the solution? So if you look at Eretz Yisrael, if you look at America, there are a lot of fun, interesting, cool, weird things going on connecting people. Right? I don't want to get into trouble with my, you know, last time I gave a vod like this, next thing I knew Thursday night, Joey Newcomb was coming to Ksos. So I want to be careful what I say. Somehow this all gets back to him. But what's trending in Yiddishkeit? Yeah, what's trending in Yiddishkeit today is, you know, thank you Hashem. And which is, I said, is a pretty good thing. If you focus on a Kurs Tov, that is a pretty... But, you know, the drunken parties and, you know, Agansior Purims. Except this, you know, the Chazal only say Purim is Shayach in Waltzer is unwaltzer. So there's two potential days in the calendar you could have Purim. But somehow if you go to Meshbitz or you go to Uman, there are other days of Purim also. You ever know about this? Agansior Purim. And it's Purim even on the way there. Mamash on the way, this pregame. There's a lot going on in the firm world. What, new ways of connecting. The college world might have said we had those ways already. But there are all different ways. Nowadays, there's new substance. Some people read the Pita Maktaris, and some people imbibe the Pita Maktaris. There's new ways. Baruch Hashem, it's mutter. Dina Malchus Adina. There are lots of new ways people have highs in Yiddishkeit. But Rabosai, we have to know, right? After you get too much of highs, then you have to become a real nuzzer. We'll send you out to a far place. It costs a lot of money. But okay. Lemaisa, people are, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you look around in America today, there are so many new fangled ways to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm poking fun, but I'm not really poking fun. There are a lot of people that are really trying to connect with Hashem that way. And I think there are some, we might see them and call them Kedoshim. It might be even Gedai when we're Eretz Yisrael to check out some of these things. For Luan brings us there. Right? To see some of these things. Look, there's certain things you learn from it. They're an inspiration. But in terms of a Mesorah, in terms of the bread and butter, it is definitely very Gedai to try to stick to what we call the mainstream. To stick to what Yidden have been doing for thousands of years. As the commercial for Lakewood's Adirei Torah, the Warriors of Torah event says, this song is the longest running song in Jewish history. When they play the soundtrack of the noise in the Beis Medrash, they said, this is the song that's gone from galus to galus, from place to place. The heartbeat of a Ben Torah sitting and learning. Now that's the thing. And it's something that anyone could connect to. There was a story just today where Malkiel said over to BMG's board meeting. They're planning this whole big event. I think Reb David Cohen is coming in. They're also saying maybe Moshe Hillel Hirsch. Basically, whoever we saw in Eretz Yisrael, sounds like they're coming in. They rented out now this big stadium, 20,000 people in Philly. And so it's getting publicity for sure within the Lakewood world. So some younger man had to take, I'll use the Lashon taxi, not an Uber, unless it's a Fruber, But he took a taxi somewhere, and he saw the person driving the taxi was a yid, but he felt he needed chizuk. I assume it's some yeshiva dropout was driving the cab. And let's say the cab cost $12. So this young man decided the guy could use chizuk, took out a 20, and nicely said to the bachur, you know, hey, please keep the change. And the cab was very touched. You know, usually don't get 45% tips on your fares. Like, and like, you know, he says something. Are you one of those warriors of Torah? That's the cab he said to this guy. And the guy like looks at himself. That's in like what I'm sure that's the Latzana Storm making. Huh? The warriors are in the finals now. The warriors of Torah. Yeah, I guess I am a warrior. So the cabbie says, takes the 20, gives it right back to him. He says, here, it's my schus, it's my pleasure. The fact that someone even away from the Beis Medrash, away from Torah, yeshiva dropout, could have an appreciation of not a gadol hador, but just an average guy, quote unquote. Horrible thing to say, is no average guy. But have a guy who's dedicating his life to sit and learn the Torah and kolol, very hush of a thing, even it can't be picked up. But Maestro, you know, for everybody else, you know, when if Torah doesn't fully attach you yet, you fell in love with it just yet, but give it time. And even after a person leaves yeshiva, you know, I think one of the beautiful things a person has here in North Miami Beach is, besides the Coastal Ha Yeshiva and everything imbibed in it, this community, in general in South Florida, but with Prat in North Miami Beach, has a lot to teach people. I got a call last week from a Talmud of mine who's, Rebbe, I'm out of New York. I can't take this anymore. Okay? Mosh talks me. He's going through like all the different communities he wants to move to, all in South Florida. So first he started in Boca. Let's talk about Boca and not Boca. Then, can I say this on tape? Yeah. Then he looked into West Hollywood. Not for me. He's like hawking all different places in South Florida. Then he came back to me, Rebbe, I heard there are young people in North Miami Beach. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, good luck finding a house, but yeah. And then I just tried to, you know, he wants me to give a sales pitch, besides he'll be closer to me. But either way, he wants to be in the radius of coming to yeshiva, you know, sending his kids to yeshiva here. But I gave a little pitch. I said, do you know what goes on here in the Kollel, North Miami Beach? I said, cannot every, for sure, young person in this community, everyone has a Seder in the Kollel in the neighborhood sometime during the week. Some guys every night, some guys a couple nights a week. But cannot every single guy in this community is learning in the Kollel. For sure, the younger people. The people who've been here for 30 years, so some of them still have their, you know, it's hard to stop putting there for a few people. But the average young, normal guy who comes to North Miami Beach is all learning the Kollel at some point during the week. Ask Reb Zelig. And this Talmud of mine is coming from Brooklyn. Brooklyn might be a quote-unquote big Torah city, but it does not have the percentage of people that are sitting and learning Kollel every single night. And that's a beautiful, important lesson. That no matter what in life, a person has to figure out a way to tie himself to Beis Medrash, to have a chavrusa, to learn. That's how you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the classic way. Can't beat the real thing. That's the classic way to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And, you know, people are not connecting. We have to figure out a way of how to get them to connect. So I want to give Exhibit A of a person who's gives off a message of connecting with Hashem. Now, this isn't exactly the way I would normally would say it, but I think we should give him a little bit of a chance. Now, before I play this, I like to give, how did I find out about it? So a dear Talmud here in the yeshiva sent me this video last week. Hold on. Shh. Don't pull up yet. Keep it there. Goes back a second. So someone gave me, because I'm still talking. It's okay. Someone sent me this video last week. I watched it for a couple seconds. Yeah, I didn't notice anything too. I didn't understand what was going on exactly. Like, but then it seems this video, since it was sent to me, went absolutely viral. To the extent, this is pulled out No. This is the 10th person who's reposting it. To the extent that it was picked up by the secular Jewish JTA, which is the articles. In fact, this article, Rahman al-Islam, was written on July 3rd. Anyone know when July 3rd was? Unfortunately, it was posted on Shabbos. So the writer is a secular Jew, has no shaykh, because he's posting this article about this yeshiva shiyid on Shabbos. Now, once I found out who this guy is, then I understood things even better. This person happened to be a Talmud of Elie Meir Sorotskin. He wrote a biography of his Rebbe, which is dripping in Greece, called Blood, Sweat, and Tears, an English book. I've read it. The Kol has a copy going around. I had to, take a deep breath each time, but I read it. It was a fascinating read. I heard Arts was coming out with a biography on him. But this guy, it's just dripping with. And I do think we should watch it a couple times, the hair fully. But Rabosai, we could connect the Torah in some way here in the year 2022. Off to the movies. Lights.
Okay. Rabbi, I want you to know something. The past two Shabbosim, I was sitting in the birds in Muncie, and I told people the same thing. So obviously it's coming from my heart. I said, I want our Ritzachim with a Rabbeinu David, richest cold seltzer, and I just want to chuck out of life. Thursday nights, I want gala, tons of it. And that's it. I'm done with everything. So the first time I told that Shom Zachar, okay, I thought that was my mood then. For the next few weeks, our boy side. And I told the Baruch Mi'apol this week, my dream is Ari Zachim, a Rabbeinu David, a whole thing of ice, those ice and Costco ice makers, seltzer, polar cans, no styrofoam cups, the plastic cups, and just sitting there, da 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 da, a casa de gama, ya 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 ya, ay ya 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 ya, ay, I'm sorry. And the sun is over there, brachis, and then Yoni Pesach is Ganeden. I promise you, if I had a chance not to do anything in life now, I have no diets, I want to check out. Just check out of life with a Gemara Arvim Tzachim. God bless you all, and just remember, the bottom line is, it's the Harvanian learning. Blood, sweat,
so, one second. Before we play it again, I'll give a little payrish. David Freeman, I'm not surprised. Rabosai, this video is now being analyzed by college professors. There's some guy, he writes for Mishpacha, I think. David Beshevkin?
Yeah.
Huh?
He's a mishpacha writer.
He's a college professor in YU. You should see the way he teaches things up. He says, they came to him, and they asked, what's your comment about this video? How do you explain why this video went viral all across the world? He's like, I'll explain to you this guy's charm. It wouldn't have been the adjective I would have used to describe this guy. His charm. Is that people see a real authentic person that really enjoys learning Torah. When he says he just wants to check out of life, I mean, I want to do nothing else. Just give me my, he wants to eat chicken feet and seltzer. And I'm just going to sit and pound Arvei Pesachim. So he says, to put that in secular terms, it's like I want to be on a private island, sit back, sip my Chardonnay, and read this book. Ah, bliss. So for a Torah Jew, he just wants just check out of the world and just steig in Arvei Pesachim. That's what he's saying. We could show it again just for the, now you understand it better. But then I have to show you all the merch this guy's, that, not him, but everyone made merch on this guy already. It's like, huh? You gotta see, you gotta see. Let's watch it one more time. Hit it.
Rabbi, I want you to know something. The past two Shabbosim, I was sitting in the birds in Muncie, and I told people the same thing, so obviously it's coming from my heart. I said, I want our Mitzachim with a Rabbeinu David, Rishis Cold Seltzer, and I just want to check out of life. Thursday nights, I want Gala, Tonsin, and that's it. I'm done with everything. It's the first time I called a Chom Seltzer. Okay, I thought that was my mood then. For the next few weeks, they're on my side. And I told the Bachar Miapol this week, my dream is Ari Pesachim, a Rabbeinu David, a whole thing of ice, you know those ice, ice makers, seltzer, polar cans, no styrofoam cups, but plastic cups, and just sitting there.
Now, Rabosai, I think we're done.